Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at cervical therapeutic exercise in disc herniation, and finally a story about prone versus supine MRI examinations. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat podcast number 791, recorded August 5th. 2022.
HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email, or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news.
A recent study was published in BMC Musculoskeletal Disorders to better understand biomechanical factors that affect intervertebral alignment throughout active therapeutic exercise. It is necessary to determine spinal kinematics when subjects perform spinal exercises. This study aims to investigate the outcomes of active cervical therapeutic exercise on intervertebral foramen changes in neck pain patients with disc herniation. Conclusions found that 8-week therapeutic exercises, including repeated cervical retraction, extension, and lateral flexion movements to the lesion, led to significant changes and improvements in intervertebral foramen areas of the patients with disc herniation. As always, discuss all exercise suggestions with your qualified healthcare provider. The purpose of a recent study published in the journal World Neurosurgery was to show the changes in the lumbar nerve roots and psoas muscle related to the lumbar intervertebral disc using supine and prone magnetic resonance imaging, that's MRI. Lumbar nerve root injury is a serious complication of trans-psoas lumbar interbody fusion. Researchers have reported lumbar nerve root and psoas muscle anatomy in the supine position, but no previous studies have used prone position MRI imaging to evaluate these structures. 15 men and 15 women were included in this study. There were no significant differences in the axial image distance of the lumbar nerve roots, psoas/disc ratio, and location of other related anatomy between the supine and prone positions. Conclusions found that lumbar nerve roots, psoas morphology, and great vessel position were not affected by the prone position compared with the supine position. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at PodcastAlley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote: "What you do today can improve all your tomorrows." For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, wishing everyone to stay safe and healthy, this has been Dr. Todd Iglow.